Chapter 2
Start command, pattern track. Pattern track commenced. Connecting, LAX ATC. Connection verified. Starting cross-reference.
Adam stood atop the Cerberus building, silhouetted against the night sky, wind and rain whipping at his clothes and hair. He looked out over the city with flat, crystalline eyes, tracking the paths of the AVs and drones below him as they buzzed around the city. There was a peace here that gave him comfort. No one to watch him, no one to catalog his every movement or dissect him with their sharp gazes. Here he could be himself. Here he could be. The microscopic people below him, fully visible to his enhanced optics, moving their way around the city, were oblivious to his presence. Often he wondered what it might be like, being one of them, being normal. But it was like a dream now, covered over by what they had done to him. He flexed a hand, letting the skin shift from flesh to chrome and back again. They had stolen his life. His chance to live, love, and replaced it with this half-life of barely sustainable existence. After breaking free, he had tried to find a place among the humans, but fate had a different path for him. News articles were circulated, accusing him of the most heinous of crimes, stealing from him the modicum of normality that he had cloaked himself in. Hunter teams searched through the metropolis, leaving no stone unturned. He had no chance for sleep, no hope for rest, and so he had taken to the skyline, hiding where no one looked, with only his software as a safety net.
Warning! X12H321 on inbound vector. Identify? Yes or no? Yes. X12H321 identified as Cerberus Technology Hunter Drone. Possibility of detection, high. Recommendation, evasive action. Deploy silica gossamer, yes or no?
Adam watched the drone as it circled rooftops and peered through skylights in its never-ending search. In only a few seconds, it would be upon him, screaming his location to the monitors in the security platforms. The hunter teams would be dispatched, loaded with ordnance enough to demolish a city block. And they would be ruthless in their destruction. Mercy was a non-existent variable to their minds, intentionally excluded from their programming to ensure strict adherence to company directives. And even knowing that, he could not bring himself to enter the command. He glanced behind him, gaze lingering on the company logo beside the main helipad, a smile quirking his lips. His location had been deliberately selected. He wanted to be spotted, wanted to be identified. Let them learn a lesson. He had been here, within striking distance, and none of their machineries had even registered his existence. Within their grasp, and still he was free. How that would sicken them. The drone turned at last, its searchlight bathing him in washed-out yellow and the LEDs on the shell flashed to red. The wind stole the alarm Adam knew to be sounding. Raising a hand, he waved at the flying disc and swan-dived from the concrete high-rise.
Rapid shift in altitude detected. Deploy silica gossamer? Yes or no? Yes.
With a thought, he could feel the charge running through him, from his extremities in until it settled between his shoulder blades. It hurt, but he had anticipated that. Molten silica poured from the internal reservoirs to form rudimentary shapes. Lightning flashed between the droplets until they connected, spreading out until they were scarce more than a hair's breadth thick, hardening quickly into sheer glass. A new window opened in Adam's view, overlaid with controls. Shifting focus, he manipulated the controls, setting the variables with a thought until he felt the sharp pull of an updraft. He angled until he was gliding fast and true, with Cerberus behind him, fading into his nightmares.
Warning, X12H321 on inbound vector. X12H321 identified as Cerberus Technology Hunter Drone. Recommendation, evasive action. Warning, target lock acquired by X12H321.
Adam's eyes narrowed as he processed his heads-up display. Drones didn't have weapons capability, not even hunter drones. But how could it have a target lock without even basic? Something was wrong here. Adam dipped a wing, circulating to face the drone, and immediately regretted it. The front plate of the drone was folded back to reveal the barrel of a large-caliber minigun. Adam spun again, folding his wings in, and dived. The wind stole his breath and stung his eyes, but he could not spare any attention to his discomfort. Office windows flew past as he dropped, but his eyes were on the streets below. If he could just make it to street level, he would be able to evade the drone. Pavement exploded below as he watched, shooting sparks upwards towards him as people scattered. He watched the altitude readout, counting down at alarming speed. Adam clenched his muscles, preparing for the sharp pull as he pushed his wings back out. Pain flashed through him. They moved as if making their way through honey, but then the wind caught them, and he felt the ripping and tearing of muscles not capable of taking the sudden snap. He would have screamed if he'd had breath to spare.
Ground, plus 100 meters. Applying gyroscope.
Adam felt sick as his body swung with a cat-like grace he wasn't feeling until his feet were pointing down. He spread his arms through force of will and supported his wings. Chancing a look above, he saw the muzzle flashes, bright through his semi-opaque wings. He cursed as he watched a flare of light drop towards him, growing brighter with every millisecond that passed. The spiderweb cracks came first, spreading out from the wingtip where the shot had caught him down towards the hub. Next came the burning as the phosphorus splashed through the cracks and down into the delicate metal fibers that controlled the wings, superheating the metal and the heat transferring down to the reservoirs between his shoulder blades. From there, it spread through every molecule of his being, forging its way through to be the center of his thoughts. Pushed far beyond its specific parameters, the silica exploded out, slicing where it met flesh and leaving him open to the world. Logic and reason deserted him as he cried out. He buckled and broke with only 10 meters to spare, and then there was ground.
Flatline detected. Applying emergency treatment. Epinephrine, 1 milligram deployed. Starting internal shock cycle. Shock administered. Testing. No output. Starting internal shock cycle. Shock administered. Testing. No output. Starting internal shock cycle. Shock administered. Sinus rhythm detected.
Adam gasped oxygen as he sat bolt upright. His heart was beating and he was alive. He glanced above him and through blurry eyes could just make out the outline of the drone, still descending on him. He struggled to his feet and ran fell into an alleyway, an unsecured doorway, and he was out of the rain, but more importantly, out of the tracking radius of the drone. But that wouldn't be enough. Positional information would be relayed back to base, and more drones would be sent, watching any entrance or exit, following him if he moved. Micro-moments of what life he had left categorized and transmitted, stored and saved, and sorted for dissection and discussion. He could not let that stand. Using the wall to prop himself up, he reached back to feel the shattered glass of his wings. A shard hung down, attached by nothing but a lone metal fiber. Pulling sharply, he felt the metal pop and a flash of pain as the sharp sides sliced open his palm. Adam closed his eyes and cleared his mind.
Modulate autonomic response. Endorphin booster deactivated. Naloxone deployed.
Pain flared through him as the endorphins were neutralized. His breath caught as his nerves lit up with pain. The world came into sharp focus, and he glanced out again, sensors scanning for the drone.
Target acquired. Elevation, 53 meters. Angle, 84 degrees. Calculating force required. Calculating vector path.
Adam took a deep breath and exhaled slowly. Then, stepping out, he flung the shard blade. He cried out at the movement, collapsing against the solid wall as fire ran through his circuitry, diagnostic diagrams flashing shorts in front of his vision faster than light as he clung to consciousness. He'd pushed himself too far. Sparks erupted from the damaged drone as it dropped from the sky. He would have 1:43 before a replacement took up the watch.
Endorphin booster activated. Adrenaline booster activated. Coagulant deployed. Coagulant valve damaged. Warning. Systems in critical condition. Recommended action. Initiate repair cycle. Yes or no?
Adam pushed away from the wall, leaving a bloody handprint on the plaster. He turned his hand over. He watched the blood pooling. Gripping his shirt, he ripped a swatch free, wrapping it around his damaged hand. That would hold for now. He needed somewhere to go, somewhere that wasn't here, somewhere safe where he could let a repair cycle take his higher functions offline and start to repair the damage.
Start command. Map. Scanning path. Map overlay active.
A blinking dot on a building plan indicated his current position. He took a millisecond to trace a route, giving the artificial endorphins just a little longer to work before he started. Basements, abandoned apartments, boiler rooms passed him by, but he could not spare the processing power to take in the details. His scanners sorted through the RF and network traffics around him, watching for keywords, pattern matching for danger. 4 buildings, 5 and no escape. The timer was running out and his resolve redoubled. Skidding to a stop beside an entrance, he frowned. His map showed nothing here, no features, no doors, but yet there it was. His lip quirked. A sign, finally. The drones wouldn't process the room, even if they did track him here. He would be safe for a short time. Long enough to repair his damaged circuitry, hopefully. He tried the door, but it was locked.
Lockpick engaged.
His left index finger flowed from solid flesh to liquid chrome, holding a moment as he scanned the lock and then morphed itself to the required shape. It hardened, and Adam slotted it into the lock and twisted, hearing a click as it disengaged. Adam slipped in and locked the door behind him.
Network signals lost. RF signals lost. Searching. Signals not found. Searching.
Adam shifted his visual spectrum to infrared, scanning the room. A small room, derelict by the look of it, and better than some of the hovels where he'd taken shelter. Boxes in the corner, old-fashioned cardboard, gave him shelter as he sat, back to the wall.
Begin command. Initiate repair cycle. Repair cycle initiated. Damage assessment. Neural processing unit. Severe damage. Central nervous system. Severe damage. Silica gossamer. Inactive and deployed. Musculoskeletal damage. Severe damage. Life support systems. Online and functional. Blood loss, critical. Repair cycle, automatic mode engaged. Beginning repair. Beginning repair. Beginning repair. Repair error in sector E45TI7. Abort or retry or fail? Retry. Repair error in sector E45TI7. Abort or retry or fail?
Adam processed the readout before letting his head fall back against the wall. Closing his eyes, he cursed fate. The endorphins were slowly fading from his body, the adrenaline making his teeth clatter as he shook. He was done. One stunt too many, but he couldn't bring himself to care. It had been worth it. He'd rather be scrap metal than go back to being their tame automaton.
Begin command. Shutdown. Shutdown sequence started. Shutdown error in sector T445PK1. Abort or retry or fail?
Adam cursed, a thin stream of profanity learned from the streets passing his lips. This had not been the desired result. He wondered, bitterly, what else could go wrong.
Error detected in power core. Entering power saving mode.